We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good morning, Granger. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing so good. Good to talk to you.
So good to talk to you. It's going to be really good to see you, well, at least virtually. Tomorrow night, you're opening up for Kane Brown's Encore Drive-In Experience.
Yeah, that's the best we could do right now. I mean, you know, real touring will be back. It's just a matter of when, not if. So we're doing everything we can to crank that back up again, which will happen soon. And in the meantime, we'll throw this virtual show at you.
Now, you were actually one of the first to do a socially distant show, actually, just a couple months ago. And from the looks of it, it went pretty well considering everything going on.
Yeah. It you know, we put a lot of thought into how to get people separated and meet the different protocols, but at the same time, just showing how important it still is for live concerts and live music and people to have that eye contact and feel the songs being played to them, and then that mutual feeling coming back from the fans back to the musician. It's there's so much healing in that. There's so many arguments for sustaining mental health because of live concerts, and so I think us doing all we can to figure out how to get back is really important.
We totally agree, especially since you have the new album out, Country Things. I love the picture that you posted. You've been doing this for 2 decades.
Isn't that crazy? It's so wild to look back and think of all the wild ride that it's been for 20 years and all the times I thought that maybe this whole dream wouldn't happen and couldn't happen. And looking back on that now makes me pretty grateful.
Yeah, and speaking of that post, I didn't know this. I knew that Tyler, your brother, he's certainly been managing your career. I didn't know your other brother, Parker, is the CEO of your apparel line, Yee Yee Apparel, where most people kind of avoid working with family. You embrace it. And we love seeing that. I'm assuming that decision didn't come easy or did it for you?
No, it actually didn't. Tyler and I wanted Parker to come on board when he did, I guess about 3 years ago. He was just getting out of college, and he had a few really nice internships and a nice little career he could have taken in several different places. He's a really smart kid. And we wanted him to come here, but at the same time, we wanted it to be his decision so that he didn't regret it down the road and he didn't think of himself as just, you know, working for the brothers. But he's really come in and taken off, and we've given him the leadership to the apparel side of the company, and he just crushes it, and we're so proud to be all together.
Well, with everything that's all crazy on social media right now, we just want to say thank you for posting the adorable puppy pictures. Tell us all about the newest member of the family.
Thanks. Yeah, you know, I always feel like you could never have you could never be too busy to bring home a puppy into the mix, and we did that a few days ago. It was just kind of on a whim. My wife had been hearing from this puppy breeder that for 2 years is fans of ours in Missouri, and they have these beautiful German short-haired puppies, and they'd been working on Amber, and finally she caved and said, you know what, you only live once, let's do it. So
aww.
I brought her home, and that was it.
Oh, and she is adorable. So quarantine has been a weird time for people. Can you give us an update? What's going on with Earl Dibbles Jr.? Because we're all drinking a lot. We just want to know, how much is Earl drinking?
Yeah, you know what's crazy is Earl during quarantine has made a complete comeback, because for whatever reason, whenever we're touring like crazy, Earl kind of starts disappearing. So Earl has made more videos during this year than he has probably in the last 5 years combined, and it's been really fun to experiment with all of Earl's thoughts on the world these days.
Yeah, what is Earl's thoughts on the pandemic and everything going on in 2020?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, he's been locked down for his entire life. He's a country boy. He barely has even neighbors. So it was never been a big deal to him at all to sit on the porch all by himself.
Granger, it's always a pleasure talking to you. The latest album, Country Things, available today. I can't wait to check it out. I know Kelly can't either. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
David, Kelly, appreciate you guys so much. We'll see you soon.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.